Hey everyone, I need your attention for 1 minute. This is not one of those ads. This is something that has changed my entire life. If you've been listening to this podcast, you know that this is all about personal development as the foundation for everything good in your life. And this podcast is now sponsored by Growth Day, which is the world's first all-in-one personal development app. I mean, oh my gosh, can you imagine having everything all in one place that you need to create the life that you want? Now you can. So if you've been struggling with your motivation, your mood, your productivity, or your purpose, you have to check this out. Growth Day helps you consciously change your life and achieve your potential. It has all the self-improvement tools, motivational classes, and life coaching all in one place. So many of us want to improve our lives, but the question is how? Where do we start? What do we use? How do you get unstuck? How do you make self-improvement stick? Well, research shows how. It's when you consistently journal, track your habits, set goals, learn from empowering mentors, and challenge yourself that you'll be happier, healthier, and more successful. But let me ask you something. Where do you actually do all of your personal development work? I have to tell you that over 300,000 people use Growth Day for a reason. It works. It's the world's number one software for self-improvement. Growth Day has an amazing mindset journal that I absolutely love, a habit tracker, and a goal setting system. In fact, I bet if you went to my stories this week, you probably saw me using the journaling app and telling you to do it too, because it's the first time that journaling has ever actually stuck consistently in my life because of this app. And best of all, Growth Day has live inspirational classes every single week from the world's top motivational speakers and life coaches. These are people who have impacted my life in huge ways. These are mentors who I already knew and loved. In fact, this is something that's so huge for me, you guys. I personally teach a class in Growth Day every single month, and it is one of the most fun things that I get to do, and I'd love to see you there. These classes will truly shift your life. There's always something new that you will learn. So join me and 300,000 achievers growing our lives with actual real intention. Visit growthday.com/Lori for a free trial. Yes, you can try this for free. So go to growthday.com/Lori and go live your best life. You guys, that's growthday.com/Lori. And I can't wait to see you there.
Do something that changes up your energy and find someone that you can have a conversation like this with. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome to the jungle.
Welcome to the jungle.
Oh, good morning. Are we in your car or are we at the bar? You wonder where we are right now with people? That yeah. All rhymed.
I wish that we were in an RV going to see people.
Oh my God. Don't even plant that seed. I literally just saw a big RV with our faces on the side, but
it'd
like
be so cute.
You know how they do like news anchor ones, but yes. Like funny ones, like back to back
with some really great font. That's glitter.
Oh, it's going to be the best font ever.
Super cheesy.
How do you feel about that song? Welcome to the Jungle. Does that give you a really good workout or are you more like,
I love
need
it.
To sit this one out.
Guns N' Roses.
Oh yeah.
I think they're great.
I love them. And it's really funny. Somehow in like third grade, you know, where the desks pop up on hinges.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had found, like, I don't even know where I got it from. I found, like, you know, those things that you got from the fair, they were like glass and they had the band inside and like a little frame around them.
Yes.
I had found a Motley Crue one and I knew that these cute boys that I like liked Motley Crue. So I taped it to the top of my desk as if I was the largest Motley Crue fan in third grade.
Obviously.
And I don't think it did anything for that relationship.
They didn't come over?
But I'll never forget in third grade being like, yeah, Motley Crue.
Motley Crue, third. Wow, you're a really cool third grader.
I really was.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I don't know. It's interesting. I was really aggressive as well because I had two crushes in third grade. Really? And here's the best part. So I got some inside information because my mom cleaned the house of one of the boys.
So she knew.
So she would talk to his mom and she found out that I chased him down on the playground, tackled him and forced him to kiss me.
And what did, I'm sure he liked it.
That's when I was still kind of cute. Yeah. So I think he did.
I think he loved it. What boy doesn't love being chased on the playground to be kissed?
I don't know. He acted like he didn't like it, but... But what I do remember is my mom cleaned his house for a long time and it was like years later.
Yeah.
And he said he had a crush on me when he was younger. But yeah.
What could have been?
You know, what could have been? I think I'd still be in Upper Michigan.
Yep. You might still be, you'd be going to Motley Crue concerts.
That's for sure. That's a for sure.
Are they still around? I don't even know.
I bet we could go to the Troubadour.
Yeah.
Which is a famous rock cafe.
I saw Rocket Man over the weekend.
What did you think?
I loved it.
Did you download the songs immediately after?
On the way home, Adam and I were like, Rocket Man on or Elton John on Spotify the whole, like,
exactly
for days.
What we did. We went and took a PCH ride, which is like the highway along the ocean here, if you guys don't know it. And we turned it on and we just like,
I
pulled up the words on my phone. We just sang. It was...
His story is amazing.
Oh my God. When he hugs the little boy.
I know. It's just, everyone should see it. I had no idea his childhood was the way it was and how much he went through.
I didn't know that either. But I will say, it's a constant reminder that like all of our struggles are creating something amazing. But so then it's also that struggle with like the extremes.
Yeah.
Because he ran into some extreme problems.
Some really extreme problems.
Drugs and alcohol.
Yeah.
And other things.
That he turned his life around.
Me too. I was proud of him. I can't believe he just went sober.
Me neither. That was amazing. Everyone should see that movie.
It is so good. I will say, I don't think it's as good as Bohemian Rhapsody, but it is just a different type of good.
I agree. That movie just blew me away. Bohemian Rhapsody.
One of the best. Oh my God. That's right. We saw it together.
I don't think either one of us were like, what is this? I don't know.
I had no clue.
Me neither.
I mean, I knew what the song was, but I did not know that I was stepping into like one of my favorite movies of all time.
Seriously.
We came out of there and so we were in Florida. We just got off the Oprah cruise and we were in another world because 7 days on a cruise ship for people who don't like cruising.
Yeah.
And we were also had a major generational gap there.
Yep.
Yeah. So,
And we were hungry.
We were hungry for life.
Yep.
And that just like fueled us. I really think that pulled us into another level so that we could go home in a better place.
I think it did. I'm thankful for that movie. So thank you, Queen.
Thank you, Queen. I mean, he is the gift that keeps on giving.
Agreed.
I wanted to name my child after him. That's how high I was.
Listen, you still can.
I was like, is it Freddie or is it Mercury? Yeah. Or do I just go for it?
Just go for it.
Yeah. Whatever it is, it's going to rock you. You had to. It was terrible. I'll edit that out. All right. Do you have a quote?
Yes. And I screamed that. It's by
yes,
your favorite. Or one of your, Rumi. You love Rumi, right?
Oh, yeah. Rumi's tattooed on my arm.
Rumi.
Yeah.
They say, it's a he, right?
Uh-huh.
Stop acting so small. You are the universe in ecstatic motion.
Wow. What made you pick that quote? That is so good.
I just really liked it because I feel like I have been acting small.
I agree.
You know?
Because you are larger than life. I'm just calling you out right now. Because
seriously.
I've been thinking about you a lot because I've been thinking about me. And I kind of feel like we're in a bit of the same spot right now.
I do too.
Where I'm like,
Funky town?
Yeah. Funky funk town.
But a good, I'm good, but just funky.
Yeah, I'm marinating in it.
Yeah.
Like you have to be here in order to go to your next level, but it also...
I'm overcooked.
Yeah, totally. My poker's out.
Yeah, I've been marinated for a long time. It's time to get out of here.
Yeah, definitely. I don't even know what to say to that. But so anyway, I really, that quote is beautiful because I'm feeling another level coming on.
Me too.
And I have a weird goal that includes you, but I can't tell you yet. Okay. I'll tell you after this podcast and you guys will be filled in later. And that's so annoying as a listener to hear right now. So I'm going to skip over that. So here's my quote. It's from Marie Forleo's new book, not an ad, but I did get an early copy because, you know,
you're great.
Because I can share it with you guys. All right. So it says, and this is just her quote, starting small and sucky beats staying stucky. I think that's for us too.
That's so good. I really needed to hear that.
So maybe you get that on your arm.
Starting small and sucky is better than
staying stucky.
A to the man.
Do you want to get the same tattoo as me, but with that on there?
On our necks.
Oh my God. So for our RV picture, we can just hold, like we can hold our arms or our necks out like and be like, staying
stucky.
Small and sucky. It's staying stucky. All right. So.
No, that's great.
Yeah. That's a really, really good one because it is the truth. And here's the thing. Like, I keep fast forwarding to the end of my life.
Wow.
And being like, am I going to regret not starting this thing? Because it's a beast and it's beautiful. Yes. Like most beasts.
Mm-hmm. Beauty and beast.
Yeah. And it's a resounding like, yes, I will regret this for sure. So I've seen another movie, which was cute. This is a random thought, but since I've been going to every movie, because I'll tell you, like, it's the best thing to look forward to at the end of the day. I used to hate movies. Do you know, I never went to movies with Chris until like 2.5 years ago. And now I'm addicted.
Are you serious?
I couldn't sit still.
Were huge movie people.
No, I could not sit still. Like I hated it. I had too much to get out into the world that it made me feel like I was doing nothing and I just couldn't sit still. I had to be doing something while I was watching a movie, whether it was cleaning or on my phone or whatever. So now I love them. So we also saw Men in Black, which was cute.
I need to see that. That's a new one, right? With a girl playing one of the guys.
Yeah, it was so good. Yes, it was so good. And Thor plays Liam Neeson plays a main character and then Chris Hemsworth.
He is a good looking man.
I told you that he went to our gym and he was doing a plank next to me. And I was like, are you serious right now? Thor is planking next to me.
Who planked longer? Because I feel like you would easily plank longer.
He planked longer. But
because you had to go do something.
I was like, show me your hammer. He didn't like that.
Only in LA can you say you planked next to Thor.
I know. It's true. That's Hillary really Swank cool. works out there too all the time. And I'm like, what's up, million dollar baby?
Yeah, what? Let's do some boxing. That, but
she did say hi to me once and I was like, hi.
Hi, Hill.
Hi, Hill. How's your boxing going?
Seriously.
She's buff.
She seems really cool too.
She's freaking amazing. Like she is so nice. She talks to everyone.
Of course she does.
I know. It's out of control. Do we have a review?
Yeah, it's really cute.
I love that you pick the reviews.
I do too. I love reading them. This one's short and sweet, but I really liked it. It's from Maya Jojo. And they said, I seriously love the Q&A episodes. You both are uplifting and motivating. Love listening at work to keep myself positive and feeling blessed.
That Maya just made me Jojo. Happy.
Maya Jojo.
Maybe that's our new tattoo. Yeah.
Maya Jojo. Maybe we
do like a review with stars under it and be like, this is a reminder that we're awesome.
Let's just do all the reviews I've read.
I just want a thick collar neck tattoo of reviews. Be like, iTunes. Yeah. I got this idea from iTunes.
Here's my review.
Oh, this is what people think of me. Yeah.
My Jojo.
My Jojo. Thank you, really Maya nice. Jojo.
Yeah.
We're going to send you something awesome. Yeah.
She has an email customer service.
Yeah. Email customer service at LoriHunter.com. Grazie. Grazie. Do you have a question?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I have a real question.
Okay. I'm excited for this. Let's see if I have a real answer. I might give you a fake one.
Okay, this will be good. So I was listening to a Goop podcast yesterday. Yeah. You know, Gwyneth Paltrow Goop.
Okay, I've never listened to her podcast. Does she actually talk on it?
She does on some.
Okay.
But this one was some other woman who works for her. And they were talking about body work and releasing energy. And it was really interesting.
Okay.
What is your pelvic floor? I don't know what that means.
The bottom of your vagina.
Okay. So it's literally just like down in there.
Yeah, I believe so. So I think it's where, no, this is for everyone who knows about pelvic floors, who researches them, who cleans them. I don't know.
Yeah.
Sounds likely.
Down.
It's a floor.
I don't know. Do you pine saw it?
I think it's where, and if you have children in the car, maybe you don't want that, but I think it's like where you do like the Kegel muscle.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, I just learned so much about your pelvic floor and
what releasing. Were they teaching about it?
Well, they were talking about just where you hold, how we're all energy.
Yeah.
We're all movement and how you can hold things in different places.
Yeah.
And talking about like being when you feel stuck or if you're in a real redundant pattern, it's like you need to do something different.
Yeah.
Because your energy is just doing the same crap over and over.
Oh my God.
They did not say it like this. They were much more eloquent.
And I think this is very clear.
Same old crap.
I think that's a translation for all of us who understand the basics.
Right. I still don't know. I guess you hold a lot of stuff in your pelvic floor or something, or that's where
it's
a lot of energy
is. I've been feeling
really
heavy lately.
Because it's kind of like weighing you down. I don't know.
Yeah. How do I release the floodgates?
Yeah. Like, right? I don't know.
Let's figure that out. I feel stuck.
Yeah.
I don't know. I got to figure out how to loosen that up.
I know. I'm just kicking things off with the pelvic floor.
I got to get some Lysol down there. All right. So, I mean, honestly, I don't know how I'm guessing you do body work or you move it around or you find a Reiki master or something like that.
I think I want to try one of those because I think it'd be interesting.
In order to be a Reiki master, do you get one of those boxes with sand in that little mini rake?
You do. And you invite your people over and then you're like, here, rake this for a couple minutes and then I'll tell you what your life is.
I've done this for 57 hours. I am an enlightened Reiki master. I'm just kidding. Like, really, I love people who do energy work.
I think it's really
I'm going to them. I'm waiting in line for them.
Amen.
Release all of my energy that is stuck below.
Do you want
me serious though.
I know. Seriously,
I'm really giving massive props to Reiki masters, but now I can't get that picture out of my head of the mini rake for hours a night. Oh, Lord. Okay.
Do you want a real question?
I would love, I think your question was very valid.
Well, thank you.
We have to validate ourselves. No one else is going to.
Yeah. Thanks, Lori.
That was important.
Okay. This one comes from Tay_Pelletier.
Tay Pelletier. Why can't, my mom was just like, Lori. Yeah. Tay Pelletier.
Tay sounds French.
Does.
I'm just making that up. What is your favorite thing to do when you need a quick reset for your brain?
You know, I go to a Reiki master. but really, I might my start floor. Going. What's something? I go for a walk.
Yeah.
Hands down. Like, and if I can't go for a walk in that moment, I will either listen to music or I will go get up and make some tea or some water, or I'll jump, like literally put on a song and jump around. Because for me, just like with, honestly, people with, who do Reiki, they, move energy. They look for blocks. They do things like that. Like you're stuck energy. So, and like you were saying, like that was so much wisdom with, like you have to do different things. You have to move your energy around.
Yeah.
In my friend Peter Kelly's book, have you read that book yet? Earth
no,
is Hiring.
Probably
should. It is so incredibly good. She's huge on this. Like if you're not going to love your life if you don't do something different often.
Ugh.
Like it is just, if you're wondering why you feel stuck, it's because your life is stuck on repeat. Like take a different route, like go to a different gym. Like we shouldn't do the same things every single day for our whole life. And it doesn't take a whole life change up. It just takes like an activity, switching something up, and you'll watch, like it'll be uncomfortable. You won't want to do it.
Yeah.
And then when you start doing it, you start to feel that heaviness lift because the heaviness is just stuck energy. So I try to just do something different. just do something different if your brain is feeling groggy, foggy, stuck, joggy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sticky, tacky.
What do you do?
I like walking. George helps me with that.
Yeah.
And even just going to a different room.
Mm-hmm.
Or listening to a song.
Yeah.
Music.
Rocket Man.
Put on Elton John.
What's your favorite Elton John song right now?
Oh, it's so hard.
Mine is While You Think. Let's see. It is
I think I like some of the slower ones.
That's why they call it the blues, that one.
Oh, that's a really
rolling
good.
Like thunder under the covers. And I guess that's why they call it the blues.
You're good, Lori. Oh,
damn, that's a good song.
What's the Yellow Brick Road one? I like that one too. It's sad, but good.
We're gonna figure that out. Oh yeah, when you're gonna come down?
Yes.
When? Oh,
I'll just. Pull
I have
your
chills,
heart out.
Not from myself, from picturing the movie.
It's so good.
You guys have to go and see it. I'm telling you, we need to be the next.
We should go promote.
Liskell and Ebert.
Liskell and Ebert coming at you hot.
Yeah, coming at you real hot. What's the next question? Thank you for that first question, by the way.
You're welcome. Okay, this is an interesting question that I can totally relate to.
Okay.
At Alicia Lindsay asked, how do you deal with quote unquote LA people? I just don't understand them.
Where,
I liked this question.
Where is she from?
I don't know.
Okay, let's just pretend she's not from here.
Mm-hmm.
But when I think of LA people, I also think of Midwest people because we all have our thing. Like, mm-hmm. to be honest with you, and this is so generalizing, but we did go on book tour together and yep. everyone did answer this question for us. Do you remember the questions I asked when
yes.
we were in the room?
Yeah.
So I said, what stops, I would ask rooms full of anywhere from 200 to like 300 women.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, what stops you from connecting or what is the like, what are people known for in this area? And in the Midwest, everybody all at once sang like a choir, said being passive aggressive.
Yes, yes.
And then in LA, I asked the same question and they said being flaky.
Yep.
And I know it's a sweeping statement, but when 200 to 300 people all answer at once like a choir, and that's what everybody hears, you're kind of like, oh, there's some generalizations that could potentially be true.
Yes.
So if we went with the potentiality, is that a word?
Sure.
Great. I love
it. I think it sounds great.
Awesome. Let's yeah. create a dictionary. That's the new business, by the way.
Liskell and Ebert.
you just realized that we all have our thing.
Mm-hmm.
So when I think of LA people, I just think of what was it about that you know, made them have to tap into that for survival.
Yes.
And I think in the Midwest, it's because we always have to be together and we're supposed to love our family. And the only way to survive being together all the time is to be nice to their face and talk about them behind their backs.
True.
And in LA, we're so protective of our time because we always like, I don't know, I'm making this up as I go.
I like it.
So let's see where this storyline goes.
Yeah.
This is what you do as a writer as well. Just make it up.
Right. Let it out.
Yeah. Just tap into the whatever source you're tapped into. And right now I think I might be, I don't know, I'm tapped into something like maybe a Bug Light. So a Bug Light at Home Depot is what I'm feeling
ding,
right
ding.
Now. Dink, dink. That's a mosquito being yeah. zapped in case you didn't know. And I think in LA, it's like, we flake because we're exhausted. We have too much like pulling at us all of the time. So we say yes, because it's so shiny, like everything in LA is. You're like, yes, yep. I want to go to that book launch. Yes, but it's Monday through Sunday. And so then we
in
flake
traffic.
Because we're exhausted and we can't deal with 2 hours of sitting in traffic. And that's real.
That is real.
2 hours is legitimately real. 5 miles equals 2 hours if you leave after 4 o'clock.
It's so true.
So I'm like, I'm not eating. Like if you translate that to the Midwest, that would be like me driving to like another county.
Exactly.
To 10 other counties.
Yeah.
Nobody does that. Nobody's like, you know what? I'm in Wisconsin right now, but I'm going to go to Minnesota for yeah. dinner.
No one does that.
Nobody. But we do that here. And then we're like, why am I so tired? So you start flaking because you had 40 experiences like that and you can't drive to another state for dinner.
You just want to be home.
You do. So you're like, start flaking. But here's the thing. You have to start setting boundaries and saying no. And that's a hard thing for people.
Yeah.
In the Midwest, we just say yes because it's 5 minutes away. And then we have to talk shit when we go home because we're also equally exhausted. All right. It's so let's get back to the question because none of that even matters for what this woman asked.
I liked it though.
So how do you deal with LA people? It's how you deal with people in general. Mm-hmm. I think you have massive compassion for whatever their story is, for why they are how they are.
Yep.
And also, I so respect LA people because they have had to survive out here.
Yeah.
With crazy high prices, massive comparison, everyone telling you that you should look and be a certain way.
So true.
And I think that you just create your bubble wherever you are. Because I'll tell you, coming from the Midwest, like it was hard for me at first with LA people, but now same. I'm obsessed with them because I love that they're dream chasers and
so open.
Yes. And they have to talk about themselves in order to network because most of them are networking and it's how a business on your own or, you know, being a whatever it is, like that's the only way for it to survive is to share your passion and talk about yourself and say what you're doing. So that's always awesome. Think when someone's like bragging or saying what they do, it's so they can connect a network. I don't know. I love LA people.
I do too. And I felt the same way when I first moved here as this person did. I was like, who are these people?
Yeah, I was like, I cannot talk about green juice and my acting class.
Right. And now I'm like, I love green juice.
I know. And I was like, tell me about your acting class.
Yeah.
Like, can I join?
And I also heard something on this Goop podcast too. They were talking about the feeling of envy and how a lot of times when you see people and you're like, I don't understand them, but you're kind of envious of them, you should think about that. So maybe
explore it.
Yeah. Maybe there's something you actually really like about LA people that you want in yourself.
That's exactly how I felt. And I didn't realize that I was being triggered because I was like, how are they able to just share so openly?
Yes.
And also they don't care. They do not care. And here's another thing. Like you almost can't. Like, yes, you can, but you almost can't care about everything because it's as human beings, everything that's around us in LA, you have to block certain things out and you have to just let things roll off your back and almost act as if certain things are not existing for you to actually function. That's same with New York. Like you wonder why people can't smile. I did a test in New York for myself. And I was like, that is it.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn these a-holes days around. Like, I was like, I'm going to smile at everyone in this coffee line. I'm going to make everyone, like, I'm going to be this bright light. And I was wearing a jacket that had color in it. And it wasn't black. And my hair was blonde. And I was like, I'm going to be a light
you
on the street.
Tan.
Well, I did. Yeah. It was out of control. I was like, I'm just going to come in like a tidal wave of love.
Yeah.
By block number two, I was like, I can't smile anymore. Like, this is too many people. I just want to get a black jacket and blend and rest. Yep. I was exhausted.
Just get to from point A to point B.
It was too many people. It was too exhausting. It was holding too many doors. It was saying hi way too many times and making like really massive connection with people because I was just turned down so many times by people that I was overwhelmed.
But you did it. You tried.
I did it. And I realized like you kind of have to protect your energy and you save it for the line at Starbucks, you know?
Right.
And then you save it for the moments that you really want to let that light shine.
Yeah. You can't let it shine all the time. It has to have rest.
Yeah, or you're exhausted.
Yeah, you got to plug it in.
So that's really where, like, it's like, why am I picturing myself as a Glade plug-in right now? What's your name, Glade?
Plug-in, last name.
I need to plug it in right now. I think we have time for one more question.
Okay.
Because clearly we're nailing these.
Yeah, I think so far it's been really good.
Yeah, I think we've really added value to the world this morning.
Oh no, where am I doing? Okay. This is from Tracy DiStefano.
Tracy DiStefano.
DiStefano. How do you have an abundance mindset and be responsible with your money? That's a good question.
Ooh, that's so good. How do you have an abundant mindset and be responsible with your money? I think that there is a difference of you're not being irresponsible and like, oh, I'm abundant. I'm going to buy that Porsche over there because I'm abundant. And your checkbook is like, you got $100 in there. I'm not abundant. It's a feeling that when you are spending the money that you have on things that are logical, that you are not in a lack mentality. And this was huge for me because like my heart used to race at the checkout counter when I would just buy everyday normal things. Like, can I afford the expensive Greek yogurt? And I stopped using words like expensive. And I was like, can I? Yeah. Like, I can handle this Greek yogurt. Like, I don't know if I said I can handle it, but
it will digest.
I will not have diarrhea today. But I probably did. I don't know.
Yeah.
Dairy is a tough one for me.
Dairy is tough.
Yeah. It just, you know what?
It curdles. It gets in there and
it gets in there. Does its thing. It like goes in with boxing gloves.
That's
go on.
Our little bell for we hit digestive talk for
the day. We did it.
We did it.
Proud of us.
Yeah.
Thought we were going to skip over that.
Nope.
Yeah, it's literally a feeling. So practice the feeling of when you're checking out with your normal life of being like, you don't even think about money. You just think there is always enough and I'm always able to meet my needs. That was huge for me. I'm like,
I love that.
There's always enough. I'm always able to meet my needs. And then once in a while, I also would like splurge on things. Like when I was out, instead of, you know, if I was having a cocktail with my husband, I would order like the champagne. And we all know champagne's like way more expensive than maybe a normal drink or whatever that looks like. Exactly. And I was like, oh, we'll go back to Amber's. Like, this is luxury.
Yeah.
Oh, like, I deserve this.
Yes.
Let's bring her back in. Like, luxury. No, she's probably listening.
She's probably listening
and like putting on little white lace gloves, like as she drives, being like, I'm luxurious. And she's probably getting a plane ticket upgraded right now.
Yeah. But that's how she does it, because she has that mentality that she is living a life of luxury.
Oh my God. So go get a pair of white lace gloves. Put them on slowly and sip a glass of champagne and like just tickle your arms while you do it. Tickle your own arms and say luxury. Be like, I'm luxurious. Pet your hair. Put on a hat with a feather on it.
You know what, though?
A peacock feather.
You probably could find something in your house that you haven't had in a long time. Just like get something out and be like, this is luxury.
Oh, put on a costume necklace, like the ones that are just like 6 inches around on your neck so you look like Queen Elizabeth, and put on white lace gloves and be like, I'm serious though. This is going to be an act, and this is going to be one of our pictures on the side of that bus.
Yeah, luxury.
Luxury. And we'll just watch people throw money at our heads.
Yeah, and then we'll go adopt a bunch of dogs.
Yeah, start a farm.
Yeah.
who was it on the farm? Old McDonald.
Old McDonald. Wow, that was bad.
I'll tell you, OM.
I went to a cool farm recently.
Did you really? Where was it?
Yeah, it's outside of LA. It's called Apricot Lane Farms. You should really go.
That is so cute.
It's really cool.
What was there?
They have cows and this really cool pig named Emma and dogs
named Emma,
goats, sheep. It's sustainable farm and they're really cool and they sell their stuff in like Irwan and things like that.
No.
Yeah. It's really cool. There's a movie about them. It's called The Big Little Farm.
Okay, guys, you can go to that. And if you don't know what Irwan is, it is a bougie.
It is the nicest grocery place.
You have to wear your costume jewelry and your lace gloves there.
You cannot touch the fruit without lace gloves.
No, exactly. You guys, this is for real. People go on dates there.
It is so nice. Because
there's tables outside with fireplaces. And I'm like, this is a grocery store. I almost took my brother there. I said, no, this is a luxury grocery store.
It's crazy.
And he said, what the hell is that? And I was like, you don't have lace gloves. We can't go.
You don't have your jacket on. Jacket and tie.
Just kidding. You can go in normal clothes. Yeah. But truly, people go on dates there.
You can't spend less than $20 once you walk in.
Yeah, on a kombucha.
Yeah.
On that note, we got to go.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Bye.
Bye. It's more just so Evans gets to work on time. But thank God we have that deadline, or we would just infiltrate people's eardrums for hours. It would be hours of this.
Your ratings, I'm sorry.
Actually, they'd be through the roof.
What are your last words?
My last words, not for life, for sure. Oh, no, I don't want this like on my gravestone.
No, for this
That'd
day.
Be awful.
For this day.
You know, I just want to say, do something that changes up your energy and find someone that you can have a conversation like this with.
That is so nice.
Yeah.
I love that.
It makes me happy.
It makes me happy.
You got parting words?
I would say do that and listen to Elton John when you're doing it.
That's it. Amen.
Bye.
Have the best day. Bye.
Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.
Want to know a huge secret to my success? Okay, not only my success, but just about every single person that I have interviewed on this podcast who is successful has this in common. You guys, they love to journal. They capture their life lessons and what they're grateful for. But a lot of people don't keep this up consistently, and most people do know that the research shows that journaling deepens your gratitude and increases self-awareness. But did you also know that journaling decreases stress and helps you achieve your goals faster? In fact, journaling is a huge differentiator between average performers at work and high-performing people. It leads to longer-term clarity, confidence, and success. So why don't more people journal? Why didn't I journal consistently? Honestly, they don't like staring at a blank page. It's hard to carry a book around with you or a notepad, and they just don't even know what to write about, or they just forget. That's why I know that you're going to love Growth Day. It's the world's number one system for self-improvement, and it's like all-in-one personal development in an app. And it has an awesome digital journal, and people love it. Growth Day's digital journal has hundreds of research-backed writing prompts for self-reflection, positive mindset, confidence building, and success. I use them all the time, and it makes me think in ways that I typically don't, and it makes me ask myself better questions, which we all know gets better results in our life. It even has prompts that help you develop a daily, weekly, or monthly habit of reflecting on your life and identifying areas to grow. So it's a perfect time of year to start journaling, you guys. When you sign up at Growth Day, you also get systems for habit tracking, goal setting, and scoring, and improving every area of your life. Best of all, I get to teach there too, you guys. I'm so excited. I hope that I get to see you. I teach live in Growth Day every single month with a new topic just for you. So join me there. Start your free trial at growthday.com/Lori. Hey, I know if you're listening to this podcast that you have big dreams and big goals. And one of the things that can really stop you is struggling with your marketing. Trust me, I have been there. Are you using 10 different systems just to build your online business? Then I want you to try Kajabi. Kajabi helps you build your web pages, set up funnels, and sell your courses, content, coaching, or communities. You've been hearing me talk a lot about funnels on this podcast and the importance of your email list. You can get a free trial at Kajabi.com. That's Kajabi.com. I've talked about Kajabi before, but here's something that's super cool and new. They just rolled out an AI assistant for creating your online course curriculum. And this means you just type in a topic that you want to create on a course or webinar, and bam, it just generates a sample outline for you. It takes a ton of the hard work away. Of course, you're going to customize it to be your own, but this really helps you get over the struggle of how in the world to start, which is where most people stop. If you're like me, starting is always the hardest part, and that's what makes Kajabi so popular. They've made it easier for creators to build web pages, build courses, build coaching programs, build membership sites, build checkout pages, and build email funnels. So if you're struggling with any of those, you gotta go check it out. Go to Kajabi.com. Kajabi was really the first all-in-one system and is trusted by over 100,000 creators. I think that's good enough for me. Also has influencers and marketers who use this. And now their smart AI platform makes it easy to take what you know and turn it into an online course and business. Go start building with a free trial at Kajabi.com. That's Kajabi.com.
thanks for listening to the podcast. And I want to make sure that you have my phone number, and I'm not kidding. Did you know that I have a community text number? For real. My phone number is 310-496-8363. This goes directly to my phone. All you have to do is text the word daily to 310-496-8363. And I literally text you every single day, Monday through Friday. I actually just got done 30 seconds ago texting a bunch of people back. And I talk to you all of the time. You guys, people always ask me how I got my community text number and how it works. Well, all you have to do is you can just go to community.com and get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using text. People just text you at your number and they're added to your group. Then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. You guys, I text out happy birthday videos. I love to send podcast links, thoughts about life, book recommendations, different events that I'm doing in the local area. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly into your hand. And now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your phone number. They give you a 10-digit real phone number, not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than a phone number. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS and texting. This means you can actually manage your text list from your computer and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts to send at certain times and to certain groups. You can even set up auto replies or let your assistant or customer service team answer your text messages via Community's awesome dashboard. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses Community for that. So go check them out at community.com. I can tell you it's not just great for communicating with my audience, but Chris and I use Community and our texts to also sell out our launches. I'm telling you, you get such an incredible response because you really are creating a true, deep sense of community. And it's so intimate. It's freaking amazing. Go check it out at community.com.